Now, something completely abstract is not supposed to exist. Just be aware of its use. Think of it as a thermometer. You're not supposed to understand what the temperature means in order to talk about it. You just need to know the correspondence between temperature and comfort, or some other empirical consideration. 60 degrees corresponds to pleasant weather. 10 below is not something to look forward to. You don't necessarily care about the actual speed of the collisions among particles that more technically explains temperature. Degrees are, in a way, a means for your mind to translate some external phenomena into a number. Likewise, the Gaussian bell curve is set so that 68.2% of the observations fall between minus 1 and plus 1 standard deviations away from the average. I repeat, don't even try to understand whether standard deviation is average deviation. It's not. And a large, too large number of people using the term standard deviation don't understand this point. Standard deviation is just a number that you scale things to, a matter of mere correspondence, if phenomena were Gaussian. These standard deviations are often nicknamed sigma. People also talk about variance. Same thing. Variance is the square of the sigma, i.e., of the standard deviation. There's a symmetry in the curve. You get the same results whether the sigma is positive or negative. The odds of falling below negative 4 sigmas are the same as those of exceeding 4 sigmas, here 1 in 32,000 times. The main point of the Gaussian bell curve is, as I've been saying, that most observations hover around the mediocre, the mean, while the odds of a deviation decline faster and faster exponentially as you move away from the mean. If you need to retain one single piece of information, just remember this dramatic speed of decrease in the odds as you move away from the average. Outliers are increasingly unlikely. You can safely ignore them. This property also generates the supreme law of mediocristan. Given the paucity of large deviations, their contribution to the total will be vanishingly small. In the height example earlier in this chapter, I used units of deviations of 10 centimeters, showing how the incidence declined as the height increased. These were 1 sigma deviations. The height table also provides an example of the operation of scaling to a sigma by using the sigma as a unit of measurement.